Chapter 18. Catherine Understands. After Morris left, Catherine threw herself on the sofa and cried for hours. At first, she was sure that he would come back to apologize, and even imagined that she heard him at the front door. He didn't come, however, and as the sun began to set and the room became darker, she got up and dried her eyes. When she joined her father and aunt for dinner, she tried to appear happy and even participated more than usual in the conversation. Mrs. Pennyman, however, noticed that Catherine's eyes were a little red. Later in the evening, she went and spoke to Catherine in her bedroom.
"Is something wrong, my dear? Can I do anything to help you?" she asked.
Catherine was sitting in bed reading a book.
"Everything's fine, Aunt Lavinia,"
Catherine lied, keeping her eyes on her book. Catherine hardly slept that night. During the next few days, she waited for Morris to either visit or send a letter. When she hadn't heard anything by the end of the week, she wrote him two short notes, asking him why he had been so cruel to her and apologizing for making him angry. Her second note ended with the words, "My dear Morris, you are killing me." She didn't receive an answer to either note. Catherine thought she was hiding her sadness, but her father noticed the change in her. He told Mrs. Pennyman happily,
"Catherine's been behaving strangely lately, Lavinia. I suspect that Morris has broken off the engagement. Now you can see that I was right about him. Once he was certain that Catherine wouldn't get my money, he disappeared."
"If what you say is true, it's terrible that you're so happy about your daughter's unhappiness," Mrs. Pennyman said, and left the room.
On Sunday morning, Catherine told her aunt that she wasn't feeling well and wouldn't be going to church with her as usual. When Mrs. Pennyman arrived back from church, however, Catherine wasn't at home. Worried, Mrs. Pennyman waited in the living room for her to return. About an hour later, Catherine finally came into the house and went upstairs to her bedroom. Her aunt followed her.
"Where have you been?" Mrs. Pennyman asked.
"I've been for a walk," Catherine replied.
"You can tell me the truth," Mrs. Pennyman said. "You can trust me. I know I should have spoken to you already. I promised Morris that I would."
Mrs. Pennyman stopped suddenly.
"Spoken to me about what?"
Catherine asked, looking at her aunt carefully.
"About your engagement," said Mrs. Pennyman. "I think it was a good idea to break it off."
"Why do you think that I've broken off my engagement?" said Catherine angrily. "My plans haven't changed."
"But Morris's have, my dear," Mrs. Pennyman said quietly. "Where were you today?"
Catherine didn't answer, but looked down at the floor in embarrassment.
"You went to see him, didn't you?"
Mrs. Pennyman guessed. A young, unmarried woman was not supposed to visit a man's home, but Catherine answered honestly.
"Yes, I did, but he wasn't there. His sister told me that he had left town. Morris and I had a terrible argument the other day, and he was supposed to come yesterday, but he didn't."
"What did Morris tell you?"
"A few weeks ago, he told me that he thought he should give you up. He doesn't want to hurt your relationship with your father," said her aunt.
"Did you have anything to do with this?" shouted Catherine. "While I was in Europe, you were with him all the time. Did you convince him not to marry me?"
"Of course not. I'm your aunt. I was helping you," Mrs. Pennyman shouted back at Catherine. "You're an ungrateful young woman."
"I'm not ungrateful, Aunt Lavinia, just very unhappy," Catherine said more calmly.
Then she sat down on her bed and said very slowly,
"So, he's given me up. I know your heart is broken, but I hope you understand why he did it," said her aunt as she walked out of Catherine's room.
A few days later, Catherine received a long, formal letter from Morris. He explained his reasons for ending their engagement and wrote that he was in Philadelphia and would be there for a long time. He apologized for hurting her and ended the letter, "I hope that your life will be peaceful and happy, and that if we meet again many years from now,
We can be friends. Although she was extremely hurt, Catherine didn't tell her father what had happened. Dr. Sloper, sure that Morris had broken off the engagement, waited patiently for Catherine to tell him the news. He soon lost patience, however, and one day, when he saw Catherine sitting in the living room alone, he went in to speak to her.
"I don't think you're being fair to me," he said coldly.
Without looking up from the embroidery she was doing, Catherine answered, "I don't know what you mean."
"The night before we sailed home from Europe, I asked you to tell me about your marriage plans a few days before the wedding. From the distant way you've been behaving recently, I believe it must be soon," Dr. Sloper said, knowing how hurtful his words would be for Catherine. "I'd like to know as soon as possible, because when you leave, I'm going to ask your aunt to leave, too. I'm looking forward to having the house to myself."
"I'm sorry, Father, but I won't be leaving," Catherine said.
"Has he broken off the engagement?"
the doctor asked, pretending to be surprised. "No, I have," Catherine replied, looking up at her father. "I also asked him to leave New York, and he's gone away for a long time." Dr. Sloper didn't believe that it was Catherine who had ended the engagement, but he said,
"Well done, my dear. And how did Mr. Townsend react?"
"I don't know," Catherine replied without thinking.
"You must know. You were there when you told him." "You must mean that you don't care. You broke off the engagement after encouraging him for so long, and yet now you tell me that you don't care how he reacted. That's cruel of you."
Dr. Sloper walked out of the room, leaving Catherine to think about his words.